In early Impressionism, you had these views of nature where you were out looking at a seaside or out looking at a field, and there were markers of location that you could understand. Here I am as a person. Here's the view that the painter is portraying for me. With the waterlily panels, he's changed it completely so that rather than you being larger than the view that you're looking at on an easel-sized canvas, somehow you have become immersed in the scene of this waterlily pond. All the normal markers like the edge of the water or the sky or the distant trees have disappeared, and you're just right in the face of those waterlilies, and with the surface of the water, with the clouds reflected from above, you become lost in this expanse of water and of light.
During Monet's lifetime, critics deemed his waterlily panels as messy, blurry evocations of nature, more a product of Monet's failing eyesight rather than any artistic innovation. That appraisal began to change in the early 1950s. To hear why, press 6760.